And then we've got things dealing with intellectual property, forced technology transfer, currency manipulation. It's a big boost for financial services and banking. And then it's got dispute settlement process, all very favorable from the standpoint of China. So it's probably, besides the $50 billion of agriculture products, there's another $150 billion that they're committed to buying over the next 2 years from America. That's in the case of China.